That's a supplement of five. I don't know if Senator, and you just made it. So if you didn't get it, it's a supplement of five.
Within the big package?
We'll see if we have, we'll do it today or next time. Okay. Okay, let's see.
What is the difference as far as picking you up?
Okay, let me, okay, one second. Today, we're having regular shiur now. Bez Hashem, this is the last shiur for the Nida, for a tough shin I involve. Bez Hashem, we will have shiur Tzom Gedalia. But what I'd like to do Tzom Gedalia, since people are traveling back and forth, I'd like to make the shiur from 10 to 11 on Tzom Gedalia. Instead of the 9, you know, when we start now, just a little bit later. And basically 10 to 11 on Tzom Gedalia, Bez Hashem. And on then the Monday before Yom Kippur, we'll have a regular time shiur, you know, the regular 9:15, 9:30 shiur, etc. And then we'll resume Bez Hashem after Sukkot. That would probably be the Monday after the Wednesday is the travel day. No one's, you know, we're not going to make it on Yisro Chag this year. So then we'll make it the following Monday after Sukkot. We'll announce it then. Okay. Yeah, what was your question?
The difference between the Keshav Eifon and the Bali Boy, both hold that by Kinuah, it's neither with the Ravon, right?
Right.
So what is the difference?
There is no difference. He's quoting the Bar Levi as a sword. The Bar Levi was an older sefer.
Uh-huh.
So he's quoting, he's saying that if you do a kinuach, that's not called a kesem.
Right.
Right? So Rabbi Avadi Yosef argues with that and says kinuach is called a kesem. So the Mesorah I have, Rabbi, I heard Rabbi Libus from Rabbik, others, that we treat kinuach like a kesem. But there are shitas that disagreed, and that's what I was trying to show you in the last year. Because they say that that's not a kesem, has to be nimtza michutzlam. So you take it from the, you wipe the body, that's like transfer, right? That's the big transfer doesn't count. So that's what he said. Okay. What I'd like to do today, and we'll see if we'll do one of the pockets, both. Maybe we'll do the supplement next time, but we'll see. So one of the kulas of Ksamim is the kula of Big Day Tzivonim, which means that if there is a kesem found on a colored garment, not on white, colored garment, so then she's tar. In other words, again, if she has a riya, that's a deraisa, so we only call it garment, that doesn't make a difference, because that's a deraisa. But if it's the geder of a kesem, which we assume it means chutz l'gufo, b'li hargasha, and it's found on Tzivonim, so then we treat that as a din drabanan, and it's also mid drabanan, but if it's on Tzivonim, then Rabbanan did not enact their chumra mid drabanan. Then it's mutar lagamri. And mutar lagamri. And that's why the Rambam on page 3, at the end of the Halacha Zayin, he says, Lefichach tiknu chachamim shel tilba she'isha bigdei tzivonim kidei la'tzila midin haksamim.
Back at five.
That the Rambam says, tiktu chachamim shel tilba she'isha bigdei tzivonim. So that's the minhag. That's the minhag Yisrael, that we tell women to wear bigdei tzivonim, to wear colored garments, undergarments, and this way, if they stain, then they'll be muteris, even if the stain is bigger than a gris va'ot. Because Chazal, when that goes there, it's the Rabbanon of Ksamim on Big Day Tzivona. We'll explain why shortly, but that's the din. And as I told you before, once you have Riyah, then Tzivonim is not going to help. Tzivonim is not going to help. That's why I have a Masorah. This I heard from Rav Yitzchak Abadi of Lakewood and Rav Herschel Ausch of Williamsburg, both of the opinion that women should not wear black underwear. Because if they wear black, then sometimes you won't be able to see whether the kesem, there is a kesem or a riyah, because the black is dark, and you won't, and so they both have the opinion it should be colored, but not mamish black. Some other rabbanim say dafka black or something like that. But my mesorah is to tell women not to wear black. Not to, if they have black underwear, they don't have to throw it out. They can put a pad, a liner on top of it, but not dafka, not to wear black. And so this way, because we want to be able to see if it's a kesem or a riyah. We want to be able, and once it's a riyah, and the poskim say that a riyah, you know, is a significant kesem, we already call it a riyah. You know, so we discussed in the past, it's a question where you draw that line between
the line.
Right, so it's a passing grist of an ode, then it's still going to be mutter on Sivonim, but once it's a riyah, so Rav Abadi said they'd be like 6 quarters or something like that. It's not an exact science. Something that's... right. It's just a hashara based on, you know, the way, you know, when we say Chazaka Bar Bahargasha, things like that, or Sternbach, that's how some say. It's not, I told you, Grisva Ode is an exact science. What is a Grisva Ode? And we're going to have a whole packet, the exact science, the exact millimeter of what Grisva Ode is. A Riyah is not a, because Riyah really means Hargasha. So, but today we don't have, the Hargashas are not so clear. So we have to, you know, technically speaking, a big Kesem, you know, if a woman has a very big Kesem, still Kesem. But Lamaisa, once this becomes a lot, then we're Chashina, that there's certain Hargasha that went on, or is going on, etc. Even these quasi Hargashas, we take into account, like cramps, or like feeling it coming out of the body, things that are not the Hargasha of the Trumas Hadesha necessarily, even though Rav Ausch feels that cramps is really the feeling of the Psichus Pihamokar. But in other words, once a woman has something significant, and I ask her, you know, did she feel anything? So then we mitzarif for that thing, and then we won't give a kula of tzivona. Yes, Ari?
For the black underwear, when she knows she's in that many, like during the time she's not bleeding,
if she has a full period, I mean, she's going to wear on. She's going to put something on it anyway. She's not going to just...
Right.
Yes.
So, black underwear is a modern phenomenon. Is that these modern post-game, is that something that no post-it from the last
thousand? No. They, like, say, for example, pad. One of the things we didn't get up to yet, but is something that's not makabel tumah. Right? That there's no kesem also. That's going to be the third kula. Three kulas are, the grisvot is one kula, tzivonim is another kula, and Eino Mekabel Tumah is the third kula. So in America, the psak has been that anything disposable is not Mekabel Tumah. So these liners, these pads, these tissues, anything disposable, as long as it's not inside the body, it's not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, I mean, inside the body is also not Mekabel Tumah. Once it's inside the body, we're always machmer anyway. So in America, that became the Moshe held that way, that anything disposable is not the Kabbal Tumah. However, not in Eretz Yisrael, namely Rav Eliashiv, was of the opinion that even things that are disposable are Mekabel Tumah. So he treated pads as something that was mekabel tumah. So based on this, some people started manufacturing black pads. So this way, you won't have the kula of eino mekabel tumah, but you have the kula of tzivonim. So they started this black pad thing. So I'm from the school, you know, that we stay away from the black pads, and we don't want the black pads. Right. But there are some rabbanim that tell women to, you know, to wear black, and this way, you know, see no evil, hear no evil, you know. But Rav Abadi is of the opinion that we don't work with these ideas of see no evil, hear no evil, because if you know something's going on, so he feels it's a joke to camouflage something that's really going on. You should see it. There's a woman, as Rav Abadi pointed out, is not mechuyev to look at the tissues. If she has no reason to assume there's anything going on, she can just wipe herself and throw it in the toilet. She doesn't have to look at it. But if she knows that something's going on, so Rav Abadi thought that that's not proper not to look, because you know there's something going on that might be a quasi-ria of sorts. If, like Rav Abadi said, if she's staining throughout the day, and it's throughout the day, there's two quarters, by the end of the day, acharei kechlos hakol, you haven't, so then that could be considered a ria. Okay, so the kula of tzivonim is a gemara in Nida on Nun Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan Beket Tzavu Matami Mishum Kesem Reb Nosson Bar Yosef Omer Einu Matami. So first, there's a machlokes. It's not a clear cut din. So how do we paskin the machlokes in the Gemara, whether tzivonim is a din kesem or not? In other words, I'm telling you the maskana. We assume that tzivonim is not a din of kesem, but it's a machlokes in the Gemara. And there are poskim, there are rishonim that say ilchumra. Say, for example, let's look on page 2 in the Hilchas Nida of the Ramban. I told we've seen this before. Ramban wrote a little Shulchan Aruch to Hilchas Nida. He also wrote Hilchas Chala. It would have been interesting if he would have written on the whole Torah like the Rambam. And you know, never know what would have been. You know, whose would have been accepted. But the Rambam is the only one who wrote that effect. Like an organized halachic work on the, you know, you have Hilchas Brachos Laharitva. You have different Rishonim that put together these like chapters. You know, what the modern, what we as modern people who studied in with textbooks and things like that, everything is organized. So that's why the modern person is very attracted to the Rambam, because the Rambam was the organizer. And in modern schooling, you know, that's how everything is taught, you know, in an organized fashion. So on page 2, it says, Much al gadi begodim, a few shiul cleats of onim, mechanish adam nika behem tamea. So he says no. See, he paskins a chumra. That the dam on Sivonim is still tummy. So he doesn't hold from the whole kula.
So maybe she'll kiss.
Yeah. If there was a hargasha, then it would be. Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't really use the word tummy normally in a rabbana, would
you? Okay, that's a question. The Rambam on page 3, he writes with Befeirish not that way. Three. First word on the line is tumma, on halacha zayin. Tumma is the first word on the line. Of a fleet sivonim, ein choshim kesem and nimtza behem. And then l'tichat tiknu, as we saw before, the Rambam paskins. Rambam paskins l'kula.
svarim and it's...
Yeah, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it. Before you leave today, you'll hear the svarim. Right, in other words, what Ellie's saying is it seems very random, like why Devon not. Okay, so we're gonna get to that. If you look also in the Hagos Maimoni on page 3, on the bottom, it says... quotes the Machlokas, and then it says on the second column, the second line, V'chein Pasak Rabbeinu Simcha. That there is a Din Kesem on Sivonim. The Kosovo Dahi Kilusa Lo Nemra El Lebegit Shalol Tamei Taharos Hanogim Bo. Aval Isha Matamei Dokomar Begit Savoyinu Mekabok Tzom. So that's maybe what you were mechaving to. That he says that maybe also that the whole discussion, in other words, he's saying chumra, Rabbi Simcha, and then he says another svara, that maybe the whole kul of ksamim with sivonim is only megabe the beged, that it's not metame taras that touched the beged. But megabe the person, neither labaila, then even if it's on Sivonim, Nida Labaila is still Metame Midrabanan with. So now we have, who do we have? We have the Ramban who says L'chumra, and we have the Rabbeinu Simcha that says L'chumra. Yeah, David?
The women that make clothes now, even clothes that are white, they've dyed white. They dye clothes because it makes them less absorbent of other color. So even someone who's maybe wearing white clothing, like it
would
carry some of the same characteristics of something dyed black.
But
we don't
have the svar
yet. We'll get to the svar. And then so that's Rabbeinu Simcha. And then at the end of the Hagos Maimoni, Chen Kosav Ravon Bedvarav. Ravon also. So we have the Ramban, the Ravon, and the Rabbeinu Simcha. All three say what? L'chumra. So, and the Rambam says L'kulam. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So it says the Shulchan Aruch on page 4... Kesem shenim tzol dover shenim mekabel tumo lo gozru. That's the second king, yeah. Oh, al dover shenim mekabel, yeah. Kesem shenim tzol beget tzavu at tahora. Shain. Tahora. Vefich ha-tilba she'isha bigdei tzivonim kidei la'tzila miksomim. That's the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Rambam. So comes the note of Yehuda from the Dovel Mervava here. And says, "Tmihani shalohiviu shum cholik." He says he's very surprised that the Mechaber says it as if there's no other dissenting opinion. You know, it's very interesting. You know, the poskim make a big deal. What made the final cut? Because the Beis Yosef quotes a lot of opinions, but what makes it in the Shulchan Aruch? Sometimes only one opinion, and sometimes we'll quote it. You know, Yesh Omrim this, Yesh Omrim that. That's different than when he doesn't quote a Yesh Omrim at all. You know, he gives it more credibility. So here, says the Dovel Mervava, Tmihani shlo viyu shum cholik. He says it as if it's so pashut, and no cholik. Uvagos maimini perkes, v'yisri b'haloch, ozvav kosa b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, b'shem Ravon, shlo omru b'gmar dover zel, l'tai ha-begit, shlo itam mutaros, av'al yishun t'meim al-baila, afilu nimtza b'gdei tzivomin. Became in Sharamban Mahmik Vorbe Besyosik Kosher Lahakel Neged Shlosha Chamore Olam. So he says he doesn't think that. Yeah, so the Nogal Mervava just is.
Ramah obviously doesn't
Yeah. So the Ramah is a Rambam person. He quotes to here. Here is a Rambam person. He's usually not a Rambam person. Yeah. He's not a here. I guess it's the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. So since it's only the Rabbanan, they will make them. They make them under the Rabbanan. As it is, there's so many chumers the Rabbanan added. So this is a question. So the Mechaber went lakula. Okay, what can I tell you? So, and that's the standard psak halacha that we go the kula. Now, there's one other point. If you look back on Samach Aleph of Vayis on page 1, see, quotes. The Mishnah Sota, last three lines. It's not the Pulmish Shalaspisanus Gazu al Ataros Hasanim. Right, the Gemara in the end of Sota talks about certain things by the time of the Churban that they enacted that we shouldn't have excessive simcha. So one thing is, a chasan should not wear a crown at his wedding. No crowns. Okay? Keep that in mind. No crowns. Well, and then, Val Ha'irus, it's a certain type of instrument. Not to use a certain type of instrument. Bikshu Ligzor al Bigdei Tzivonim. So they thought maybe we should make a Gzera that you shouldn't wear colored clothing. Stam. You know, color is more festive. There's something colored. It's it's a more happy thing. Maybe they should make that as part of the Stam Azoyim. Nothing to do with the wedding, right? Stam. Not to wear tzivonim. You shouldn't wear colored clothing. Because we should be sad for the Churban. Amri ha'adifa kedei l'hakel kasmeyev. So he says, no, it's better that we shouldn't do away with colors. Because if we do away with colored, then we won't be able to remake along the ksam. So you're right, there was when Chachamim would decide, it should be asa the color, it should be not. So the thing that tilted the scale was that they said we want to still be able to remake along ksam. So therefore they didn't asa it. Now, the Chasam Sofer.
Explaining
one of the saying is that they only by the Taharas. Yeah. But you know, we see before Samim started by Taharas. It's only Davish Romanians. So I was going to say, over there was a Kula, and now it was more Machmir. Did you have it
started? No, he's saying a similar thing. In other words, maybe it was only by Taharas,
and not to extend it. Over there, we extended.
But he's saying that by Taharas.
He's saying,
by
Taharas. Right.
Here, the only reason we're saying is because
in other words, over there we're more. Over there we were saying the whole summon is the chumer by Taras. There we're saying a kula of the Taras. Right. Okay. So the Chasam Sofer has the following chiddush, which is also not the general accepted thing on page 6, and he wants to say that the whole concept of tzivonim only applies to outer garments. In other words, if the underwear is colored, this is against everything I told you till now. In other words, if I can't, our whole concern in Savonim in this generation is only undergarments. You know, we don't care so much about the blood usually doesn't get on the... So we took, right. So he says, no, he thinks the whole Savonim was never said by undergarments. It was only said by outer. He says, you see from this Gemara, do you think there was a concern that Chachamim cared what the undergarment was? The whole thing that you shouldn't look festive is what you see publicly. Whatever is underneath, that wasn't part of the... Because that's... So he thinks that the whole... So that's what he says. Page 6.
Ain't limits of the cosinus clau, those in Masha Makilam, limits of
Kosonis. The Dover Poshet. We named Gemara Nidamu Tiknu Bigdei Tzivonim Leisho. And then the Gemara says, Pul Moshe Aspasionis, I run the Zorg Al Bigdei Tzivonim. Poshet Loya run Lasser Al Bigdei Tzivonim, if I get Elion. Aval Lamata Takhtan Godim, Kosonis, Eino Ela Malbush Hazeya, Bezay Eino Roy Lasser, Lo Nimro Kod Lasser, Melo Lamatinish, Shinimno Lehatir, Kavin Shalomatinu Lehatir. Katir Mufush, Ishlan Lomo, the Khalik Misvara, Hanal, Shaloitir, Ella, the Begit Shal, a Holok, Avalubosh, Hogul, Savua, Samukhuguf, Mashma, Mamish, Lutakis, Samim, Menolo. So he says that that anything that's close to the body, like an undergarment, there's no cool. This is a separate Chumra. In other words, the gold Dogel Mirvava had his whole thing. He thinks maybe we should be Machmir or something like that. The custom service says, no, we're making some on Tzivonim. But the whole kul of Ksamim in the Gemara was not only said by outer garments and not undergarments. So if the woman would have on the skirt, and somehow would get on her skirt, then it would be a colored skirt, that's an outer garment, so then that would be mutter. Custom Tzivonim would be l'kula. But if we found on the undergarment, not because he thinks that's what the whole Gemara is talking about, and therefore you have to be machmir anything on the undergarment. So this is the Chasam Sofer's approach, and the Chazon Ish takes issue with him. One second, I'll take a question on page 8. Page 8, the Chazon Ish says, Piskei Tshuva Hevi B'Shem Chasam Sofer, the Beggar, the Tzamuch HaBosu, Kimo Cholok, Sonos Lohi, Kutu Ben Ksamim, B'Bigdei Tzivonim, Tamur Mo'od, He says the poskim should have made this clear if it was this was the halacha. The nasno michshol rabin gam besvar echiluk shveit the mokum doichol mechash in choshim. So he thinks the whole so what the Chazon Ish says is what our normative practice is that to be makeup. He says that by colors, that Chazal never matched colors by undergarments.
The whole precedent of our conversation about Ksamim Dismah is that there are undergarments. So if we're going to say that some things transfer to undergarments, we're saying other things don't transfer to undergarments. Meaning we're saying color doesn't apply to undergarments, but it does apply to outer garments. And Vada Mikufa doesn't apply to either of them. So,
no, he said that the idea of the shear of gris, even though we don't have the same tliya, we still work with the shear the chazal were koveya. So whatever were they koveya. So the same thing over here. They were koveya. Whatever they were koveya there, that's what we keep. So he's consistent in that. They were koveya, lagabe outer, not lagabe under, so that's what we keep. Same thing over there. So apparently they did, he's saying. I mean, most probably, I think the undergarment that he's referring to was a undergarment on the upper part of the body and not on the lower part of the body. That's a ksonis. We call it a ksonis. That's a undershirt. I don't think that they necessarily had, undergarment.
Then they still didn't have it.
Yeah, I don't think they had it then.
story of Hapitzona is that Ketan is Osir until they mastered it, or Mutter until they asked it. He's saying that it's like they're women being Savua on the garment, Savua over, you know, outer garment, but they only like master the outer garment. Does that mean whoever asked it the undergarments?
No, because there's a din of Kesem. Kesem is also.
So they're saying
that.
So he's saying.
Kesem is an Isidra Bonim. Now we want to have a kula.
So it's not like they asked it. It's not like they only asked.
First day they met, they had a meeting. They say we're asking Ksom. Then they met, they came back the second day and say, okay, we're going to make some kulas.
They didn't say that we're only asking it on the Gilabonim.
Says the Kesem, and then.
Says the Kesem.
Dam below Kesem. Dam below Kesem. So they asked him. Dam is Mutter, and now they made it into Drabon, and then they filled in the details.
Well, yeah, but they could have just asked it where they asked it. I mean, they didn't have to. So said, like, first they asked everything, and then they made coolers. Maybe they just did it in one step, and they said, we're only asking some on
okay,
things
well,
which are Makabal to one, and things which
okay,
are
okay, okay.
Instead of, like,
whichever way they did it, but.
No, because if you say it this way, then it's not, you're saying like they answered some on Sivonim, which are on undergarments. Meaning, but they had a special, I mean, they have to walk some, and then they had a special head there, in Misaki and this cool. Instead of just saying, no, they were never Misaki and Isser on anything color. And then that would apply to any color of garments.
Okay. Whichever way you work it, but that's what he says. Bottom line. But the mice, we don't follow that. Okay. Now, the next very significant shaila in the poskim, I still didn't get to you to tell you the reason yet. Well, we're getting there. So, the question is like this. So, whenever you have a stain on Sivonim, So even if it's bigger than a gris, it's not awesome. So the question is, what if you have a stain that's partly on Sivonim and partly on white? And the shear that's on white, so that's a problem, the part that's on white, but say it's less than a gris. So would we say, Lamaisa, the part that's on the white is less than a gris. The other part is on Sivonim, that doesn't count, so you're mutter. What do we say? No, it's one kesem. That's the question. So that's what the Chavis Das on page 9 starts with the three shitas in the poskim regarding this shaila. Says the Chavis Das, in miktaso tzavua, v'nimtza chatzi gris al mokam hatzavua. V'chatzi gris al mokam halavan. So the simple way would say, okay, so the part that's on the lavan is a problem, the part on the tzavu is not a problem. Now you have to see if the part on the lavan is a gris, then it's a problem. It's not, not. So he says no. In your truth, came in Sharon Shakol Kesem Echad, Uvade Migufa Asi, came in the Efshar Lidlos Makolas. If it's one kesem, so once we see that part of it, you know, let me show you before we get to this Chavis Das. Let me show you. Let me get to the reasoning of the thing. Maybe that'll be a better way to start than keep doing the Chavis Das. Take a look on page 13. The Mishnah Nida Yutesim Ralph. Hamisha damim tmeim beisha. So the Mishnah tells us an interesting thing, that there are five colors of blood that are tummy. Now basically these five colors are going to be four shades of red and one black. And this is the color of, and we'll have a separate discussion later in the year about these colors. But the basic idea is four of the five are red, and one of them is what? Is black. Because black was red that became black. And he gives you the shades. Adam v'ashochor, ukekeren kakum, ukemei adam ukemozut. So the first one is red, and then black. Then Karen Karko means the corner of the vegetable field. So it's a certain redness. Kimeme Adamo, you have, you take earth and some water there, so it looks a little reddish. Ukemozug, like wine that you mix with water. And it gives you the different types. So those are the five. Ha'adam, the Hashachor, number two, Ukekeren Karkum, number three, Kimeme Adam, number four, Ukemozuk, number five. So the point being, and this is the important point, that Bisman Chazal, in the time of the Mishnah, there were only four shades of red that Chazal asked. Which means that there are reds that are out there that are red, but still mutter. But they only asked four shades of red. And Bisman Chazal and black, they had the ability to discern between the shades of red and say this is a problem and this is not a problem. Within red. And that's what the Rush writes on page 14. V'doros halolu ein baki b'maris damim v'shoyin al chachmosu l'hafrid bein dam l'dam. He says that Bisman Hazeh, we don't have the ability to discern within red. So anything that's red, we answer. Even though certain things we might be answering might be a red that Chazal didn't answer. But they answered, and that's why the Gemara says, Vafilu v'mei chachmei ashas. The Gemara says that even in the time of the Gemara, there were certain Amoraim who felt they didn't have the expertise to differentiate between types of red. Shayu chachamim, Shayu chacham shenimnon milirus damim. Kol shekein ha'idna, she'ein l'tayer shum dam hanote l'mare ad mumis. He says that, so today anything that looks reddish, we have to ask it because we don't have that expertise. And then there are contemporary discussions about how much expertise do we have. Like Rav Eliashiv wrote a tshuva where he claims a certain very chashuv rav has a masorah of things that to differentiate different things. And Rav Eliashiv thought that was crossing the line, you're being too makom. And the other Rav held that no, that he has a masorah of what's still included in this thing and what's not. Okay, that's a separate discussion. Oh. So now, if you look in the Sefer Cheskas Par, on page 12, by Harav Agoin Rabbi Cheskel Roth, Shlita. It So he's a big posik. Yeah. Yeah. So he says that this is the reason for the heter of tzivonim. Because once something is on tzivonim, then you won't be able to discern. In other words, the ability that chachamim were able to discern within the reds, that means that's a nuance, that you need a special expertise. But that expertise, even those that have the expertise, would only be valid if it's on a white surface. So then then the red shows up in its fullest form, and then you could see the differences within the red. Then you can see the differences within the red. Once it's on colored garment, then those differences are not clear enough to differentiate, even for those that have the expertise to differentiate. And hence, Chazal said that we're not going to be gozer, because we're only going to gozer in this examen when there's an ability to be matirit. If it's the wrong color, but if it's on a background which we can't be able to be matir because we won't be able to differentiate, then Chazal didn't gozer b'chol. Maybe they should have asked it everything, but they chose not to because it's a kula. Some of them is only a drabonin, tam v'lo kesem. So that's what he writes over here. Hatam she'ena kesem nikerbo imara dam gomor yesh masbir od yosef dekenen de minat Torah ena tomei rak arbo maras damim she'em adumim b'yosef u'kshekozu aksomim ho yodayim dekiim behen kitiru shar maras adumim. And the distinction is very minute. Whereas with Beget Savua, you're not going to be able to pick up on the minutiae. But that's how he presents it here. Okay, so that's one possible idea as to why they. Another idea is discussed in the Chayadim and Rabbi Tapman said from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein, this idea that we have another area in Halacha. One other area in Halacha where Tzivonim plays a role. And that's in Hilchas Tzaras. Because there is a din of Tzaras Begadim. Like one day you could wake up and there could be Tzaras and you're begging. Okay? So if you look in the supplement, the Mishnah in the Goyim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Ha'oros ta'abegodim ha'tzivuim ein metamim in the garden. But if you have a beget savua, there's no what? There's no din of the garden. So those articulated here in the Mishnah. So if you look in the Chochmas Adam on page 4, it So he discusses the, you know, the idea of, we're going to talk about more about a beggar that's partially white and partially colored. So what? How do you treat it? You know, shisyo tzavu avirvo lovan, right? The shasi and erev means there's the stitches, the horizontal stitches are the erev, and the vertical stitches are the shasi. So the Mishnah says, hakol holeh hacha hanira. What does it look like to you? Does it look like white? Does it look colored? So he's trying to borrow some halachas. We'll have to see more being from what the Mishnah says on page 2 in the supplement. Beget sheshes yo tzavua ve'er v'lovan, er v'lzavua ve'er yo, hakol holech achar hanira. In other words, whether you treat it like tzivonim, so we have a din daraisa of tzivonim. So there's the whole din by kesem, that's only a din derabbanan. The whole kesem is only derabbanan. So the whole concept of there's no din of ksamim by is only a din derabbanan. But we have, Rav Shechter is very fond of this, you know, concept of called the tikkun rabbanan, kein daraisa tikkun, that rabbanan made the takanas and they patterned them after dinim daraisa. So he likes to try to find parallels. So Rabbi Tuchman said from Rav Reuven Feinstein that this was perhaps the idea, how they what they paralleled after. Now it could be you could work together also with Rabbi Yechezkel Roth's shot that that's why they did it or whatever, or it could be a separate reason. But that's they patterned it after that. I quote here so. I wrote in my Sefer Chumash, just a short word here, in the Sefer Chumash, on page 5, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. It says, Ma Talmidei Chachamim Shebabovel Mitzuyonim. Lefish Einam B'nei Torah. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Sha Talmidei Chachamim Shebabovel weren't as big as Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're not as big as Talmidei Chachamim, so you have to dress up more to show your status. Because if you were big enough on your own right, so your knowledge would show for it. But they weren't as big as Talmidei Chachamim. So lo yukol kach hashuvim mitzad asmam. So therefore, they had a, that's how Rashi explains that Gemara Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Kolim hayitzrichim lulbosh begodim chashuvim. So they'll be respected. Right? So they had to dress up more in contrast to Talmidei Chacham Eretz Yisrael. They were chashuv mitzad atzmam. So they didn't need the whole garb thing. So that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. However, the Bechor Shor, Rabbi Alexander Sender Shor, he wrote a sefer called Tvua Shor, right? It's a very chash of a sefer. And the back of the Tvua Shor, he has some interesting perushim on the different gemaras. So he said he gives a different pshat to that gemara. He says, the Talmidei Chachamim B'Bavel would wear colored garments. And the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael would wear white garments. So he says, "Mipnei ma?" In other words, the Rashi learns the differences between the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael would wear, you know, more Rabbanish garb to look more in Eretz Yisrael. Even the Rabbanim would, you know, wore a little more pashut. He says, "No, different shot. The Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel would wear colored clothing. The Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael." You know, like those white kapotas, you know, would wear white clothing. So what's the difference? He says, because to get negoyim, you have to be on a madrega to be zocha to get negoyim. In other words, negoyim means that you did naveira. But most people, Hashem doesn't show you that you did naveira. But if you're at such a madrega that when you do one aveira, Hashem will point it out to you. That shows your. In other words, the reason why negoyim Ramban says we only have an Eretz Yisrael is because that's the ikir hashkaka is an Eretz Yisrael. So he says that the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel weren't on the Madrega to be Zochef in the Goyim. So Mimela, since they're not going to get too much in the Goyim anyway, they could wear Tzivonim. But in Eretz Yisrael, they were on high Madrega, so they can get in the Goyim, that Hashem is sending them the message. So they would wear white clothing, because if they wear colored clothing, then there wouldn't be a din of negoyim. So the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, who were zochet to get negoyim, want to be able to get it if they really need to get it. So therefore they would wear the levanim. Mashen came to Talmidei Chachamim Bavel, would never get it anywhere, so they could wear the tzivonim. That's the before shores pshat. Okay. But so this is the cool of tzivonim and the different shitas. So we have a whole bunch of shitas to say the whole thing shouldn't exist, b'zman, and then we have a whole bunch of shitas that say that. I mean, and plus we have the Chasam Sofer. There's a lot of reasons to be machmir in tzivonim. Yet the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, in tzivonim, and the only time we tell women to wear white is during the Zayin Nikiyim. And we wear Zayin Nikiyim, so then they wear white underwear. The rest of the month, they wear colored. And in certain circles, in many Hasidish or Yeshivish circles, they have white sheets for the Zayin Nikiyim. Rav Abadi holds that the Zman Hazeh, that you have white underwear, you don't need the white. No, there's the Chiyuv to wear white during the Zayin Nikiyim. So that's why people have white sheets for the Zayin Nikiyim. Rav Abadi holds, no, the Zman Hazeh, you have underwear. So if you have white underwear, you don't need the white sheets, because whatever is going to be nicker from the white will go through the underwear anyway. It's not going to go through on the sheet if it's not going to get through the underwear. It just doesn't work that way. So we have the white underwear, so therefore, as Rav Abadi points out, based on that, then we shouldn't have any white sheets in your house, because it'll only cause problems. And I also point out the towels, that the women use towels when they come out of the shower to dry off, should always be colored towels. Because if you have white towel, then she dries herself in that area, then she can get a stain. And sometimes it's more than a gris, and we have a problem. And that same stain, if it would be in a colored towel, would be fine. So that's another area where... Now, we're not going to have time now to discuss the three-way machlokas between the Chavos Das and the others, because just like I told you last time, it'll take another hour. So we're going to leave that. So we made up Ezer Hashem that on Tzom Gedalia, Wednesday, 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11, that's when we'll have Shir, because it's after Rosh Hashanah, so people are getting back. So and then Ezer Hashem, that following Monday, will also... But this is the beginning of... And then another very significant part of the discussion, and this happens all the time. I told you, we tell people we have colored underwear, colored sheets. But a lot of times you have what's called the mattress cover. Now the mattress cover is usually white, and it's not easy to get colored mattress covers. And sometimes what happens is the stain goes through the colored sheet onto the white mattress cover. So then, that's the question. What do we say then? Do we say that since it fell on originally on the colored, it's okay? Or do we say, but it went through into the white? Sometimes you say have the same thing by stockings. Certain stockings on the crotch has white. That's a question. But various rabbanim hold that the nude color of the stocking, you know, that color, that's called tzivonim. That's how some, I think Rav Arieli said, and Rabbi says, and others say that's called Tzivona, because that's very Nogaya. You know, there's basically, you know, look at the top, that's white, the ceiling. This is off-white, the walls. This is white, but the wall and the and that wall over here, that's off-white. So that's Lulavan. That's a din ksamim. But if you have tan, you know, tan and things like that, or cream, you know, or the nude color, something like that, that's called what? That's called tzivonim. And therefore, it's a big difference whether you'll have a din kesem on that or not.
Gray.
Gray is tzivonim.
The walls here are considered...
The walls here, that's lavan.
It's off-white. Would be
it's off-white. It is still called white. Still called lavan. So that's what we're going to talk about. Because what if somebody something fell on Tzivonim but went through? That's one color. Or there's another discussion. What if you have a garment that one side is colored and one side is white, and the blood fell on the colored and then went through the white? What should be there? Yeah, so the Kavastas I'm not going to have time to say the whole thing properly now. So we'll leave that for Tzom Gedal. So let me wish everyone a Ksiva Chasima Tova, a good Ben Shor for everybody. Should have good health in you and your whole family. You should be able to learn and be Oved Hashem with good health, and all the brachas of the new year should befall upon everybody.
Amen.